Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Manning the Watch with Doc. I am Doc, and I have the watch for the next hour. Today, Dad is out sick.
Yes.
And Frank is out sick, and we know, I've talked to both of them, and they're both doing fine. They're just taking a day off, and a rainy day at that, but Aileen is with me today to keep me company for the next hour, and tell me what I'm doing wrong and all that good stuff, so I'm used to that by now. But we also have a guest with us today who's going to be with us for the whole hour. We're going to keep you here. We're going to tie you to your chair over there. Mark George. And what is your official title out there, Mark?
I'm actually the State Cemetery's Operations Manager.
Okay, and that's for out at in Igo.
It's for Igo, but I also oversee the Veterans Cemetery that's at the old Fort Ord in Monterey.
Oh, okay.
And the one that's at the Veterans Home in Yountville.
Oh, Yountville.
Yes.
When I used to work for VRC, I was helping run the facility over in Eureka. Mm. And that's a 48-bed facility. And we had a few of our guys ended up going down to Yountville and all. Nice, nice facility.
Oh,
down
it's beautiful.
There.
It's the oldest one in the country.
And it's golf course, you know, and all kinds of cool stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, the Yountville Veterans Home is the oldest veterans home in the country.
I did not know that.
Okay, no. So I haven't done any of this research because I'm only 37. I just turned 37.
Just turned.
Yeah. But, you know, I'm wondering, these retirement homes, are they female veteran friendly? I'm not a golfer, but, you know, maybe I should do my research. Where do I want to retire at, you know?
Well, yeah, Yountville is. As I know there was women walking around there, yeah.
I need a place with a spa.
You have so long to worry about before you're retired. I'm way older than you are, and I get there when I get there closer. So before we get into the cemetery and details or anything about that, one of the things I wanted to bring up this morning is we all know about the government shutdown, and it sounds like right now there's a little bit of give and take. You know, this morning I seen on MSN that the Dem side is willing to put more money into the pot, and Trump side is willing to do some negotiating, whatever. To me, it's a big hand of poker, and they're just seeing who's going to flinch first. But what's happening is there's a lot of vets out there that are government employees that are being affected by it. So if you are locally and you're being affected by it, there's places you can reach out to. I know USAA actually has a commercial on TV right now that if you're a government employee who's being affected, they're helping anybody who has a mortgage or car payments or something weird about they're just holding them, and so you're not accumulating any penalties or anything like that. Of course, there's always our local VFWs and all of that, the American Legions and whatnot. But I think, real quickly, I've seen on scroll through Facebook that the VA has something as well. So if there's anybody out there that's being affected, there's folks out there that are that can help. And then, you know, let somebody know. Mm-hmm. Don't let it get so bad that, you know, then we can't get you out of a hole. Let somebody know, you know, what's going on.
Well, do you remember Tamara? She was here a couple days ago or a couple shows ago talking about the point in time count.
Yes.
Her husband is a federal employee, and he applied at our local Home Depot just to get a part-time job because he doesn't know.
I think he applied at Lowe's. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
But that's fine.
I think it's Home Depot. Yeah. But the cool thing about it is he went in and he interviewed and he got a part-time job the same day. So shout out to Home Depot for, you know, helping her and helping that family. And, you know, they're fine, but he's actually more bored than anything else. I mean, you go from working 40 hours a week and then nothing.
I can feel him on that 100%.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Uh-huh. She said he has mowed the lawn of everybody in their neighborhood because he had nothing to do. So he went around mowing everybody's lawn. So he Home Depot, he went in and he told them, I just, you know, want a part-time job until something happens, and they went ahead and hired him on the spot. So,
and Home Depot does hire a lot of vets as well. When you go around there, you know, you see the guys with a camouflage hat or their Navy or Air Force hat or whatever on. So, but let's talk about the point in time, too, real quick. That's coming up this coming up Wednesday, right?
It is. It is. So if you don't know what the point in time count is, it's basically a HUD-mandated count of our homeless population. So it's quite involved. We go out and we scour the locations where a lot of the homeless folks live, and we ask them to do a survey. And the survey kind of talks about, you know, any barriers that they have, mental health, drug abuse, some medical conditions, how long they've been homeless for, what brought them to Shasta County, and sort of we gather up all that data and then we send it to HUD. So there's no HIPAA, there's no names, everything's just initials, no Social Security, no date of birth. We ask if they're veterans because we want to know how many veterans are out there on the streets. But that's coming up January 23rd. It is the butt crack early, because we want to get those folks as they're getting up for the day, especially the ones that are residing around businesses. We still need volunteers.
Yes.
So I don't actually have Tamara's number on me, but I'm going to look that up.
I think I do here somewhere, but that's fine. We'll get that up.
Yeah. You know, call Tamara. Leave a message if you need to. Her phone number, thank you, David, it's 530-245-6437. And I'll give that number out later throughout the show, too. But all we do is, you know, you go in groups of people so you're not alone, and you go out there and you survey the homeless. It's pretty easy.
But these numbers are very important because this is how funding in the future in the next couple of years is going to come back to Shasta County to help with that. So if there's an abundance of one particular demographic or not, funding can come in to help that particular demographic. Mm-hmm. So, but with that, kind of on the same thing with the 2020 census is coming up, and it just came out of one of the federal courthouses that they cannot ask if you're an illegal or you're here legally or whatnot. Mm-hmm. So that has been the big holdup of coming back down to the states. To the state level on that. So that's going to be a crunch, and then they got to get all that stuff done and get out there. So,
well, you know, coincidentally, the point in time count is being done by the office that I work at,
mm-hmm.
and the census is being done by the office that I work for. So I know a lot about the census. I'm still learning because, you know, census is in 2020. It's kind of a long time away. But they're gearing
it up.
They're
still trying to figure out questions to ask on it because to get a true number mm-hmm. of who's in the country right now.
So in Shasta County, the mail return rate, which is the rate that the surveys come back, is between 79 and 80%.
It's actually pretty good.
It is really good.
I thought it would be. Yeah.
It is actually really good. But think about it this way. For every person that did not return a survey, the county loses $2,000 a year for 10 years. So that's $2,000 a year for 10 years of additional federal funding that could have come our way, and it didn't because somebody didn't fill out a survey. So,
and don't we have people that go door to door that check up on those?
So if you don't turn in your survey, then your address gets put on the list, and then those employees go out and knock on your door and try to get you to fill out a survey.
So it's the same, just like the point in time count. That money reflects funding in the future, mm-hmm. and for the census, mm-hmm. it's 10 years.
And you got to keep in mind, it's not welfare funding; it's funding as a whole.
Everything.
You know, how much money do we get to fix our roads?
Police departments,
yes,
sheriffs, yeah.
Exactly. The parks, you know, how much money do we get for the parks? It affects everything. So fill out that census form. You know, they kind of know where you live already, so the government's not going to come after you, but it does allow the government to know how many people are living in your household, your income, some basic demographic information, and that's basically it.
Yes, and the sheriff needs all of the funding he can get. There's not enough of them out there. No, he does not have enough deputies out there. So we are going to take a quick break here in just a couple of seconds. So we're going to come back with Mark George, and we're going to talk about our local veteran cemetery, and we've got a bunch of questions and whatnot. So we will be back in just a couple minutes. Thank you for listening to Manning the Watch.
This is Carl on the Bot, and there's only one place you will find a new Sleep Number dual temp layer bed. That's right, Sleep Number in Redding. Be sure to go in and see them in a Target shopping center next to the vitamin shop. My Sleep Number is 40 and I feel great.
Right now they're making room, so go in and receive huge savings on all Sleep Number memory foam and I-series bed sets. My Sleep Number is 55. Go find yours today. Sleep Number in the Target Center next to the Vitamin Shop. Improve your health with OsteoStrong. Not a drug, not a gym, just 10 minutes a week. One thing we all have in common, a skeletal system. By implementing the OsteoStrong strategy, you may experience the following results. Less joint and back pain, improved bone density, improved posture, improved balance, and improved athletic performance. To learn more about OsteoStrong, visit Linda and Ken in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, 243 Athens Avenue, or give them a call at 215-3115.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media sound bites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call them at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Head out on the highway. Thank you very much, Jared, for that. Welcome back to Manning the Watch with Doc. Well, we had an interesting conversation talking about the point in time count and the census and all of that. Cool stuff coming up. That stuff does affect funding in the county and state and whatnot over the next, you know, few years. So if you're asked, you know, on that stuff, just fill it out. It doesn't take any time to fill something out. It's not like filling out a survey at Target or Walmart that you're going to go into some database and they're going to hit you every time you turn your computer on for cookies or, you know, anything like that. This actually is a service to our country. So, well, we're back and we have Mark George from the Veterans Cemetery out here, our local one. I know you service some other areas, but we'll just kind of focus right here locally. Couple 3 weeks ago, we had a Eagle Scout on board with us, Kyle Gardner, who put the flagpoles up there. I did not realize he put up 18 flagpoles. I just thought it was one. You know.
No, there was plenty of sweat and mud with Kyle.
Yeah. We had a nice long discussion with him because I'm a scout master and Aileen's a cub master. So we're trying to have different Eagle Scouts come on. And Kyle's actually, when he comes, he's in college right now. When he comes down for his next break, he's going to come out and actually talk to our boys and our troop. So that's kind of cool. And it kind of connects right back around to you because – for something like that to happen, it has to go through you. It has to go through a whole line of people before you let a shovel hit a ground out there.
Yes, absolutely. It has to start with our Monuments and Memorials Committee that's here locally, give a whole presentation and the overview of the project, which all of us thought was, for Kyle, was really ambitious,
yes,
to say the least.
Yeah.
And then once we give it the go-ahead, then we push it to Sacramento, and the Department of Capital Assets Group takes a look at it and picks it apart and sends up all their recommendations. And it's quite a bit of back and forth, but Kyle worked with us really good, and obviously we got it done
Yes, yes. And then, and he told us, because we asked, why 18? He said that makes 21 flagpoles altogether, which is something to us, you know, 21-gun salute or however you want to visualize that. But that's kind of interesting. So that's a big cemetery, but it's filling up out there. Do you guys have a projection of when we might fill or anything out there?
So, yes. So for those that come out and it appears that the cemetery is filling up within the fence, that it does look that way. However, we only have 24 acres of land developed at this point that's within the fence. But the cemetery has a total of 133 acres.
Oh, okay.
Whoa.
So that kind of those little rolling hills back there behind. I did not know that.
It actually doesn't go too far behind the cemetery, but it goes quite a ways north towards Clear Creek Road.
Okay.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes across a small farm road to the south of us and somewhat on the west side of Gas Point.
Gotcha. Okay.
Holy moly, that's huge.
Way bigger than I. So there's way room to expand and cultivate out there.
Yes. It's supposed to be 100 to 150 year build out cemetery. So all of us will enjoy our time there as well.
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
Because, I always like to say I don't rush anybody.
Yeah,
that's just one job. Yeah, I'm not rushing you to the whole. Yeah. But I know Frank is, Frank Rose is a big, help out there. I know he's had different, parts that he's helped with. I know at one time he said he used to play the bugle out there and, you know, different things, but, that was my connection other than just being a vet. And I drove out there one day to check it out. I drove around the circle a couple of times and there was back by the building, there was a family back there and I was like, well, you know, it's not my time to be here. I just drove back out. Someone else is there with their family right now. So, what's the process if I'm a vet and I pass, what's the process that the spouse has to go through to make that happen?
Well, there's a couple of different ways. You can, put in your request for eligibility ahead of time. And basically that is, you submit your DD-214, mm-hmm. and if you're married, a copy of your marriage certificate, and then we will mail you back a letter stating that you have been found eligible. And then we ask that you keep those records, you know, somewhere where you keep all your important stuff. We also keep that in our own database so that when the time comes and we get notified that the veteran or the spouse has passed, we can pull those records right back up. You can either come through a funeral home or the family can do it themselves. It just depends on the situation, but that's generally it.
So the spouse, the non-veteran, can be laid to rest out there as well?
Yes.
Okay. I knew that, but I wanted to say that out loud because, I when you see veteran cemetery – you know, people who don't understand that, you know, they may look elsewhere not knowing. But does the VA cover the spouse's expenses?
So at the state veteran cemeteries, which is what we are, the VA or the state does not cover the spouse.
Okay.
So there is a fee for the spouse. It's a one-time fee at the time of need. So we don't take the money up front.
Gotcha.
You know,
okay.
That's done at the time of need. And I kind of like to tell everybody – the process for that or the reason behind that is that right now it is $780 for the spouse. That money goes into a fund that the state maintains. And when the cemetery is full, meaning no more burials in 100 to 150 years from now, that money will be sitting there to run the cemetery because there'll be no more funds coming in.
Gotcha.
We're a little bit different from the feds is that we don't have the opportunity to print money.
Well, they don't have the opportunity for employment right now either. So,
absolutely. So that's the kind of the big difference between the two. If you go to a national cemetery, which there's one there in Dixon, there's one down in San Anillo, which is San Joaquin.
And in Arlington.
And in Arlington. Those are all under the same guides. It would be free for the spouse.
Oh, gotcha.
But as a state level, There is a fee.
$780 or whatever it accumulates to, and you know that's not that much money when you think about it.
Right. Most private cemeteries, you're going to pay for every little thing that is done at the cemetery from the time you call them to you know.
So, best case scenario, you plan ahead. Worst case scenario, something happens right now, and my spouse is a bad example because she's a vet, but my spouse who's not a vet, she passes. What would be a turnaround time on something like that?
It's actually pretty fast. We can get the discharge documents relatively quickly from St. Louis from the VA. It's a week or so turnaround time is what we get typically to establish the eligibility in that circumstance. But after that, it's all about just finding a time spot in the schedule that works for the family and on our schedule.
Yes, and I know there's the guys on the bikes. I used to see them running out there .
Yes, there's a couple different groups. There's the Missing in America Project that does it, and there's also the Shasta County Veterans Escort Group that does it. So
gotcha.
There's a couple different ones.
Gotcha. Yeah, we used to know somebody who used to ride with those guys. And then a friend of ours, Dan Adams, he's a Navy vet. His son was in the Air Force, and he just passed here recently, and you guys just laid him to rest out there. I think it was early last week, might have been last weekend, and then the pictures that Dan put on Facebook, on his Facebook page, there's the white and purple car.
Yes.
I forget his name.
That's Fred Loveland.
Yes, yes. Hey, we see him all over the place. We see that car all over the place.
He gets around.
Yes, yeah. His job is taking that car around and showing it off. Yeah.
Fred's very serious about his commitment to the to the fallen. So
we did a car show selling Boy Scout popcorns a couple of years ago, and he was at that car show and all.
So, yeah, all the events that we have, Memorial Day, Veterans Day, Reads Across America, we always make sure we give him a prime spot for his car right out in the front there.
Yeah. Oh, it stands out, that's for sure. Yeah.
It's nice to see that, though, because he's really committed to it, and the car is beautiful.
Yes, yes. And, and there's just enough flash on the car to, get your attention, but we've seen different vehicles. There's a Humvee that runs around the country, and it's just overboard with, the different pictures and everything that's on it. So it's nice to see his. He does a very good job of keeping it respectable. And then when he puts the flags on the back bumper, he always has all the different branches and then the U.S. flag. And I think he does the POW flag, hangs off the back of that as well. So that's nice to see guys like him. It's guys like him and Frank Rose and handful of other people I can't remember right now, but here in our community that actually keep the veterans community in everybody's mind and kind of the glue that holds it all together.
Yeah, absolutely. The community in general is so veteran friendly here. When I first took over as operations manager for the cemetery, I invited a friend of mine up to be one of our speakers for Veterans Day. Mm-hmm. He was retired Lieutenant Colonel, Green Beret, lives down just outside of Fresno. And one of his first questions to me was, what was the reception for him going to be? And I had to, it was a pleasure for me to be able to assure him how warmly he would be welcome into the community.
Yeah. And that's nice, that it's always nice to know that you can call on a few people and come out when a dignitary is going to come out and, walk around the grounds or anything. And we can get some bodies out there and people that actually care, and people that are going to care and are going to respect the cemetery, the people that are laid to rest there. And then whoever's coming in that gate, be an officer or a senior enlisted person or a junior enlisted person and just wants to come out and see. So it's kind of nice to see all that. Well, we're going to take a quick break, and we will be back in just a couple of minutes. Thank you for listening to Manning the Watch, and we'll be right back. Thank you.
Attention all hands. Manning the Watch is a show by veterans for veterans covering every branch of the uniformed service.
Listen every Saturday at 10 a.m. for the news and information all veterans need to know nationally and right here in Shasta County.
Listen live or streaming on the chat room at KCNR1460.com. Welcome aboard every Saturday morning for Manning the Watch, 10 a.m. on KCNR.
Redding Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
This Christmas, give the gift of down-home comfort food and treat yourself as well. Buy $25 in gift cards from Black Bear Diner and get $5 in Bear Bucks for your own post-holiday meal. Gift cards are the perfect gift. What better way to send your love than a cozy home-style experience? Stop by Black Bear Diner on Hilltop Drive. Open Christmas and New Year's. Don't forget, you can enjoy your favorite comfort food at home. Order online at blackbeardiner.com, pick up, or have it delivered.
Black Bear Diner.
I'm excited to announce my new radio show that will begin in January right here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460 AM. My name is Dr. Patricia Bay, and I'm a marriage family therapist with 30-plus years experience in this field. My show, Therapy in a Nutshell, will feature topics that will help you navigate your life challenges. I will be talking about subjects such as grief and loss, family drama, dealing with adult children with addictions, relationship issues such as affair recovery, betrayal, learning to trust again, and communication basics. My first show will air on Saturday, January 5th at 11 a.m., and we will be talking about simplifying your life. We want to streamline your life, cut out excess anything, excess in our heads, our homes, and in our relationships. Listen in and call with questions or comments. Let's heal the world 1 hour at a time. Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, beginning January 5th at 11 a.m.
Get me every time.
For over 45 years, the Original Clyde's TV is the place people turn to for locally owned, name brand recognition and offering home delivery service. You know that you're getting the best quality with Clyde's TV. Clyde's has it all, from home stereo systems to 150-inch televisions. We are an authorized DISH network provider. Not only will you be getting competitive prices on your home electronics, but Clyde's knowledgeable staff will install your home entertainment system to your specifications.
I'm Clyde, and I have been serving in North State for over 45 years. I'm an authorized Klipsch, Yamaha, Sony, Samsung, and LG dealer. We offer setup and even haul away your old electronics free of charge. If you're looking for that hard-to-find video audio accessory, we have it. We offer discounts to military personnel. Come see us at Clyde's Enterprises, located at 1250 Hartnell Avenue here in Redding.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
Buddy, you're a boy, make a big noise, playing in the street, gonna be a big man someday.
There we go. Thank you, Jared. Thank you. Welcome back to Manning the Watch. And that's a Queen song, and Queen, what do we call that? It's not an autobiography, the movie that's out right now.
Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yeah, there you go. I may not get to the theater to see it, but I'd like to watch that. You know, you can't argue with Queen. You know, that's some great music there.
You can't argue with the concerts back in those days, you know?
Oh, no. I mean, you talk about glam and
filling up a football stadium like that. Come on.
Yeah.
Well, we were talking, we're going to get off sidetrack here real quick. we were just talking about, the amount of records sold, which we don't really sell records anymore, but today someone puts out one album, they sell, you know, 27 something records, and they think they're going to buy all these mansions and these Lamborghinis and all this stuff, and then you see them, you know, a few years later on, what happened to so and so? But back in the day, even we were just talking about Garth Brooks. You know, Garth Brooks, I'm not a country fan, but that dude can fill up stadium after stadium after stadium. He's got more money than his great-grandchildren could ever spend. And you never hear him. You never hear, you know, of those guys. You don't hear the remaining guys of Queen anywhere. They knew their place, and they're not out there trying to, you know, wreak havoc, you know, or anything. There's only one Elvis, and only one Elvis can be out there at that time to be in front of everybody's face. So anyway, sidetracked.
Hey, David, I actually have a question for you. Did you get to go to that VFW lunch?
Yes, I actually did, and I got to meet her, and I apologize. I forget her name, who runs that from Windsor, but she's awesome. She's going to be on the show in a couple of weeks. I know Frank's got that set up. It was really good, and what I liked about it, it was cold cuts, and it was a full lunch, you know. But what I liked about it is some of the people that are there at the Reading Center, they were there serving the food, the folks that could function. I did not realize that, and I just thought it was just going to be her and her staff, you know, doing it. So it was neat to, you know, meet a couple of those folks that are still ambulatory and can function, and all. And it was really, and I tried to go into the VFW a couple times a month to say hi anyways, but, you know, Hank's over there trying to run that place right now, and, you know, Hank's a Marine, so just be prepared. He's loud and, you know, and everything, but he's loud in a good way.
Well, I wanted to go, and I put it on my phone, you know, on my calendar, and it's work's been so busy, so maybe I get to go to the next one.
Yeah, I'd like definitely go to the next one in February. So we have that on our Facebook page, the flyer for it. It's February 12th at about 12-ish. I think I got there a little bit after 12, and they were already serving, and then as they have more people come through, they'll have more food. So I know Hank has been pushing it, and I know Rick Ortega, Ranger Rick, has been pushing that as well out there. And the VFW has their own Facebook page that they keep posting it on as well.
I'm curious, too, what was their motivation to do this? They're basically doing a free breakfast. Oh, lunch.
Lunch.
Yeah. So at the VFW. So I think that's pretty cool. You know, any veteran can go in, get free food.
Veterans' families, mm-hmm. anybody can go in. And I'm pretty sure right now they're not going to turn anybody away, you know, if they belong there. They had the front door open when I walked in. I have a key. I can come in, you know, but normally you have to buzz yourself in, you know, to get into VFWs and all, because there's bars there and all. But it's not served in the bar. It's served in the meeting room. They have a decent-sized room there. So, yeah, I'll definitely go back next month. And then the director of the facility, she's going to be on the show here in a couple of weeks.
Nice.
Yeah.
I need to try to go next time if work isn't crazy busy.
So I had a couple more questions for Mark about the cemetery. When, you know, we were talking about, you know, we have the different groups that will come out there, you know, the motorcycle groups that will, you know, come out when someone's being laid to rest. What is the, is there, I don't want to say categories, and it's not the right word, but is there, if I just want to be laid to rest, quiet, just me and my wife, mom, dad, family, you know, real close people, or is there like an upper echelon to where you can call a lot of people to come out to?
You know, it's really the family's discretion.
Okay.
100%. We're not going to push one thing or the other. You know, it's really how the family wants to honor their loved one. You know, so if the family does just want to have a real quiet service just for themselves, that's entirely up to them. If they want to call in all the bells and whistles that they can think of, you know, having the VFW there to fire volleys and, you know, whichever branch of the military to do the flag ceremony and have the whatever motorcycle group come up to escort them. And then there's they do a flag line in the off or in
is
the facility as well.
Is there a, if somebody is religious, is it up to the family to have their religious order come out and do any services or anything?
Yes. That's entirely, again, up to the family to make those arrangements. And we'll, you know, obviously we'll service any which one they want to bring out.
Gotcha.
So we'll
and
accommodate those.
We lay people to rest in the ground, and we can put them in, I call it the walls. I'm not sure what the technical term is.
Yeah, the technical term is a columbaria wall.
Gotcha.
And in the wall, looks like a honeycomb. They're called individual niches. So
be careful how you say that.
Niche.
Yes.
And so we do service all three types of burial options at our cemetery: caskets, in-ground cremains, and then the columbaria wall.
Oh, okay. So you can put the cremations in the ground as well. I didn't know that.
The difference there being you'd have an upright headstone, and, of course, you're in the ground, not in the wall.
Yes. And so just a couple of random questions that may not pertain to you guys directly there, but what if somebody, cremate the family member and they want to be, scattered over Mount Shasta or out in the ocean or anything, what's the possibilities of that? Because we, in today's world, people are getting a little crazier on, they're making family members into diamond rings and stuff.
Or the tree. I really like the tree
trees,
thing.
That's what I told you. Just put a tree over it and I'm good. Because in two generations, they're not even going to know who I am. So.
So we don't accommodate the tree idea quite yet. I hear the Fed VA is looking into some type of option like that. Being up here, we just got through those storms. I always worry about the tree being blown over.
Well, yeah, we have new trees out in our front yard. They're like 3 or 4 years old now, and when the wind's blowing, we still watch them. Yeah.
Yeah. But if you have a loved one whose remains were scattered, we do accommodate that. We have a memorial section where there are no remains, but there is available an upright headstone that you can use, that you can put there for your loved one.
Well, that's kind of cool.
So a prime example of that is my grandfather, who was a World War II veteran. He was a submariner. He went in and out of Mare Island, so he went under that Golden Gate. However many times he did.
Yeah.
So when he passed, they scattered his ashes outside the Golden Gate. And I have a memorial stone there for him at the cemetery.
That's kind of cool. Yeah. But see, that's where I was trying to lead with that. Somebody they want to do something different with the remains, but we can still honor them in a
yes.
In a
way. The only thing that we ask in that case is to have some type of letter, either if the family writes it or some type of certification that the remains were scattered.
Gotcha. So, and I know there's some tricky rules about that, so you just can't take grandpa and throw him wherever you feel like.
Right.
They have to know where that's going.
Right. Yeah. If they're buried at sea, somehow the remains are completely unavailable to be interred.
I was going to say, I was in the Navy, but I don't want to be buried at the sea. I never served one day on a ship.
So, no, you did.
Or the USS Hornet, one night on a museum. Yeah, that was 8 years in the Navy, and that's the only night I ever spent on a ship. So, so that's kind of... That's where I was trying to go with that. There are a lot of different options.
Yes.
And I will say during the summer, there's no better place to drive around to than out there because the grass is green. Everything else is brown.
Yes. It's one of the safe zones if you have a fire going out there.
You bring up a good point. When the fires were, kind of taken over, David and I, we started talking about the cemetery and wondering how the cemetery would, survive through the fire.
This one, both the car fire and the one that occurred about a month or so prior to that, it only got to about maybe 2 miles from the cemetery. We had to shut down because the roads were closed.
Yes.
And then the air quality was so bad, but it didn't get that close. But it was pretty amazing to me that when we were able to get back in and I was able to go into the back where there's all the concrete, mm-hmm. how many, silver dollar size black spots there were on the ground from the embers falling.
Embers falling down, yeah.
Yet it didn't light the grass on fire around the cemetery.
Awesome.
Good.
Well, we're going to take a quick break here, and we will be back in just a couple of minutes. But I want to follow. I have a couple more questions on that. Thank you for listening to Manning the Watch, and we'll be back in just a minute.
Attention all hands. Manning the Watch is a show by veterans for veterans covering every branch of the uniformed service.
Listen every Saturday at 10 a.m. for the news and information all veterans need to know nationally and right here in Shasta County.
Listen live or streaming on the chat room at KCNR1460.com. Welcome aboard every Saturday morning for Manning the Watch, 10 a.m. on KCNR.
Winter is coming. At least that's what the calendar says, and the nights are getting cooler. So you don't want to put off having your monitor or Toyotomi heater and water heater serviced, and SST Oil are the people to call today at 241-1167. Stay warm and cozy when the temperature drops by having that system checked and fresh fuel delivered. SST Oil delivering to our firefighters, and they'll bring that same dedication to your home. SST Oil, Windham Lane and Reading, 241-1167.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
KCNR rolls into 2019 with great changes to our programming. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your town hall of the Shasta County airwaves. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, it's the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, 1460 a.m. and soon on 96.5 FM. Now, more than ever, we are your locally owned, community-connected radio station.
Ready to make more money, break more ground, and achieve more of your life's goals? With free tuition at Shasta College, now is your chance to get more out of life. We all know that education is the key to a bigger paycheck and a brighter future, and Shasta College is committed to providing the best in affordable, accessible higher education that opens more doors. Whether you're looking to transfer to a bachelor's degree program, complete a professional degree, or secure a certification in a high-demand field, there's never been a better time to start demanding more. Shasta College grads are building more businesses, saving more lives, and attending more four-year universities. And with more programs and classes to choose from, what more could you ask for? Well, since you asked, if you're a first-time, full-time student, the Shasta Promise program will cover your entire tuition for the first year. That's right, your Shasta College tuition is free. A new semester starts soon. Enroll now before the class time you want is gone. Start getting more out of your future today. Visit shastacollege.edu/apply or call 530-242-7500 to enroll now. Shasta College, more possibilities.
We all ran up there that Sunday.
Welcome back to Manning the Watch. We were still talking. Sorry over that. Sorry, Jerry. We were busy talking about what we finished talking, if the fire kind of creeping close to out there to the cemetery. I never thought about that, but yeah, if it ever happens again, I'll be standing out there in the middle, because the grass is green and all. But like any other business in Northern California, we all have to be prepared for the fires. I know you guys have policies, procedures, whatnot to make sure that, most importantly, the staff can get out if it's during the day. We have a friend of ours, Brett, actually delivers the mail out in that area, all the way out to Platina and on. And it was a day or two there. He couldn't, deliver the mail because you really can't when the area is burning down. But there's some bridges out there by the cemetery that got affected. I know there's a lot of work has gone into that. There's big chunks of asphalt that had to be redone. And you were just finishing talking about the cement and asphalt, or when those embers come down, it heats that up, and any one of those could have landed on a building and caught a building on fire. And then you guys would have to, spend a lot of time and effort into that. But also, you guys have, maybe not using the right term, but you guys have the different memorials, the different, Air Force or whoever have a memorial out there for, that people have done fundraising for. Is there a process that people have to go through for that?
Yes. Kind of like what I was touching on with Kyle with, mm-hmm. with his Eagle Scout project. It's the same. The donor or the person that has the idea for the project would approach most likely me at the cemetery with their idea. I would call a meeting of our Monuments and Memorials Committee that's made up of one of the Shasta County Board of Supervisors. Gotcha. And a few other folks within the community that actually had to apply to CalVet to get on the committee. We take a look at their project. We can critique it at that point or decide if the presentation is ready to go forward to the state.
Further up. Okay.
Correct. There's an official process for that, but we would guide them. Part of our job is to guide them through that. And then once we do submit it to CalVet, it goes to the Deputy Secretary for Veteran Services and then to Capital Assets, and then they do their magic down in Sacramento. And, you know, it is a long process, typically. Kyle was pretty lucky versus both the Air Force and the Vietnam Memorial, which took years and years
here in
to
the
get
station,
done.
We have the rendering of the Vietnam Memorial one all the way in the back here in the station so people can see that.
Yeah, I believe Carl Turner, who was one of the main folks behind the Vietnam Memorial, said it took about 7 years
for
it to from idea to being on the ground.
So, yeah, but it's a big big one, and I've seen pictures of the Air Force one as well, and I used to remember going down I-5 south of the Knighton Road exit. They used to have the semi trailer out there, and it had the big sign on it.
Yes,
getting funds.
Yeah, they're actually still, the Air Force Memorial is still collecting or asking for donations to finish paying for it. The sculptor donated a lot of time and effort, and they're still working on actually paying him back. And there's a few other little pieces to the monument that aren't actually even on it yet. There are some, I believe that granite plaques that will have some type of writing on them and for the bottom of it. But again, those are going back and forth through Sacramento for critique and then, you know, the good old back and forth.
Yeah, yes, we're dealing with that right now with another project of ours.
So how do you donate to that right now? If somebody's listening and they want to contribute?
You can call the cemetery is probably the best, easiest way, and then we can guide you from there, the correct either websites or phone numbers.
Perfect.
Gotcha. Well, one of the things that we try to end the show with is spotlighting a veteran. And something that I seen pop up yesterday is Emery Gunny. I just call him Gunny. You know, he passed away last year. We all know him from Apocalypse Now. Or I'm sorry, Full Metal Jacket. And they're laying him to rest in Arlington. They're moving him wherever he's at right now. They're going to move him back there. And, you know, I had said earlier off the air, you know, that's where Audie Murphy is and a lot of different vets that went on to have a entertainment career. You had brought up that Gunny was in different movies I didn't even know about.
Yeah, a lot of people don't remember or just have never heard of movies like The Boys of Company C, which is actually Arlie Ermey's first movie that he did where he was actually a drill instructor.
Oh, okay.
But he was also in smaller roles in, like you said, Apocalypse Now. He was one of the helicopter pilots.
And, you know, the first half of a Full Metal Jacket is that's basically all him. You know, he's there, the young men that are playing the young Marines, you know, they all have, you know, their parts. You know, we won't go into details of what happens in that, but if anybody's seen it, every Gunny since then has had that to live up to.
He set the bar.
Yeah, he definitely did.
Well, a lot of people don't know that Arlie Ermey, he was only supposed to be the coach for the actor that was supposed to do that role.
Yeah, so good on him to get that, but when you do catch a bit of it, you know, or someone takes a chunk, a clip, and puts it on Facebook, man, it brings you right back real quick, you know, with the certain words and phrases he's saying that we can't say on air. Holy moly, it brings you back real quick. It makes you stand up to attention. Oh, I'm right.
Absolutely.
You know, it takes us all right back. But, Well, I want to thank you for coming on the show and everything you guys do out there at the cemeteries. You know, we all have family members that may already be out there, in the future be out there. I know where I'll be because I'm never leaving Northern California. I don't know where Aileen might end up when I'm gone, but we'll put all of this information on our Facebook page. We'll make sure, especially the different memorials out there. It'd be nice to have them representing more, you know, and I know it costs a lot of money to build those.
It depends on the ambition or ambitiousness of the project, yeah. Really.
Because we kind of have two different things. You've got a war one and a service one, kind of, you know.
Correct.
You know, so, you know, maybe eventually, you know, the Navy guys can.
Well, eventually the Air Force Memorial is part of what will be the multi-branch memorial. All five branches will be represented in a pentagon shape around another flagpole that's over where the monuments and memorial section is. So.
We'll make sure all of that gets on our Facebook page, and you can look us up. It's Manning the Watch on Facebook, or you can email us at manningthewatch@outlook.com. We're always available to answer questions. I don't check the email every day, but I try to every couple of days. And, of course, I'm basically on Facebook way too much right now because I'm out of school. Our next show will be on the 26th. What did we learn today, Aileen?
I learned a lot about the cemetery. I kind of want to go out there now and check it out again. It's been a long time.
Yeah, it's been a long time. Mm-hmm. I learned that I'm going to go and look up Boys of Company C, and I'm going to watch Apocalypse Now again to see if I can figure out which one is him. And
We learned that Frank listens to the radio show. Yes, hi, Frank.
Frank, hi, Frank. Out there. We know you're listening. Thanks for the phone call. We can't even get away from you in that. And then I'm not sure who's on the show next week. I'm sure Frank has a long list. I just want to do a quick shout out to some of our supporters, to Rock and Rubs, like we always do. You know, Chef Leedy, I still use his stuff. You can reach out to him at rockinrubs.com. That's rockinrubz.com. And then, of course, the Gun Cave down in Cottonwood. John down there, he helped me with one of my rifles. He fixed it. He corrected the problem that it had real quick. I'm glad he did, because as soon as he took off the stock, a spring went shooting across the room, and he knew exactly what it was and tracked that down and figured it out. But if that had happened at the house, I may not have even seen the spring go flying by. So thank you for that. And anyone can look him up on Facebook as well at the Gun Cave. And he does by appointment only down there. Like a lot of us, he has a day job. I kind of have a night job right now. My job is to go to school. You know, we got a lot of things coming up. We're finally in a new year. We're past all of that, holiday season. And all I'm going to see the phone's ringing out there. And that's probably Frank telling us we didn't do something. You know, thanks, Frank.
Thank you, Frank.
And all. Let's not forget about the lunch over at the VFW Post here in town. It's February 12th at noon-ish. Go by, say hi. The door would be open. Go ahead and give Hank a hard time. Tell him Doc sent you in there to give him a hard time. The point in time count is coming up next week on the 23rd. They're still looking for volunteers for that. And you can reach out to Tamara, and you can call her at her desk. It's 245-6437. And then, of course, the point in time count is Wednesday, pretty much all day, but mostly in the morning. Mm-hmm. And I know we had the Boy Scouts putting together the little ditty bags, you know, over the weekend ago, maybe 2 weeks ago now. So all of that stuff all counts. You know, like we said, that's how we get funding to help the community, help any homeless that are out there in whatever form or whatnot.
And we do have a volunteer training on Monday at 10 o'clock at Shasta Community Health Clinic. So if you want to volunteer for the point in time count, show up at Shasta Community Health Clinic at 10 o'clock, third floor.
One last thing for me is all you veterans out there, brothers and sisters, keep an eye on yourselves. Keep an eye on your buddies, your sisters. Veteran suicide is real.
Yes, yes. We generally talk about that a lot. Yeah.
far too often out there. Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, thank you for listening to another show of Manning the Watch. I'm going to turn the watch back over to you, and I will be back, or we will be back next week. Everybody have a good, safe week. It's wet and crazy out there. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yeah.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health.